Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Oh, hey, Gene.
Hey.
Man, it seems like a long time since we took a break together.
Well, it is, really. It seems like it, and because it is. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, 24 hours is all I can handle, man.
Yeah, I guess. Well, you know, the thing is that changed the way we do things since we started so many different times.
Well, I think the most shows we've ever done at one time was 10 or 12.
Yeah.
That kind of feels like work. But when we do the live show, it's really like taking a break. And I'm always eager to see who might call in. We've got
quick 15 minutes
that we can hang out with you guys. We have a word of the day, which we always do. That's kind of your and my thing. I like that. And the word of the day is connected to our topic. The word is paresthesia. It's an abnormal sensation, typically tingling or pricking, like the pins and needles feeling, which you get sometimes. And you say, my foot fell asleep or my hand fell asleep. In fact, if I'm working at my desk and Kenny uses my arm for a pillow, he will put my hand to sleep. And it's chiefly caused by pressure or damage to the peripheral nerves.
Interesting.
Now, the origin is from 19th century English, meaning from para, meaning alongside or irregular. The Greek aesthesis, which means sensation.
So
now, interesting, you know, they've got here a little timeline. In the early 1900s, they started using it, and it went down slightly in 1950, and then all of a sudden, there's this big upshoot of use in 2019. So it's kind of a more common word.
The word itself.
Right.
Interesting. Well, I know hand has fallen asleep more than once, and it almost hurts.
Well, it does. It's very weird. They say it's harmless, but it can be a sign of a more serious medical problem. And the reason it hurts, I think, is because the blood rushes back to where the blood's been pinched off.
Interesting.
It happens because of pressure on a nerve, and when that pressure is gone, such as say you uncross your feet, you feel it quickly, but then very soon that pain goes away. But if it doesn't go away, or if it comes back without any, what do you call it? I'm trying to be medical here, and I shouldn't be. If it comes back without pressure, it's called chronic, and that means that you probably have nerve damage. That's usually after you've had an injury or a stroke. My niece actually had this one. It's called radiculopathy, a compressed nerve root in her foot.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people who have diabetes have neuropathy, which is nerve damage.
Yeah.
If you have a pinched nerve, usually in your neck, arm, or shoulder from overuse, such as like I did yesterday. I don't have any pain today. I've got aches, and that's pretty much it.
Sure.
About 2 years ago, I was walking with a cane because I had severe sciatica pain.
Yeah.
And before that, I had this. That was the second time I'd had this. The first time, I could not move my leg. The pressure on the sciatic nerve, which goes from your lower pelvis to your butt and then down to your leg, is often a problem in pregnancy. But for me, it was overuse and stretching and turning and lifting heavy things without proper body posture. And so I had to go to a chiropractor, and he helped me a lot. One of the biggest things that I did, I remember putting a TENS unit on my body. I mean, I was wired underneath my clothes. If I wanted to go get groceries, I had to put this thing on just so I could walk. It was crazy. It was only about 2,400 pounds of rocks that I moved single-handedly.
Wow.
And it wasn't that it was so weird. I had to straighten out a piece of the visqueen that we're going to put the plastic on and had to add more. But I had to move the rocks so that I could move the plastic and cut the grass that was adjacent to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have rearranged some of our thinking on how we're going to do this landscaping. So that was what I was doing. I had done a lot of Be Unique editing, and I needed to get outside. So I said, I'm going to go do that. And then I came back and continued editing after dinner. But I was out there moving rocks, and Curtis was still working. And he came out, I guess, about 6 and said, you need to stop. Your face is red.
Well, I do hope you'll save some of those for me, because I do want to help. I just haven't been able to get up and help with that.
You're just going to have to hurry up, man.
Well, yeah.
I can only handle so much black plastic in my yard for so long.
Yeah.
And then I have to take action. And I told Curtis this morning, I said, I think there are two muscles in my eyes that don't hurt. Everything else was hurting for a while. And he said, does that mean I shouldn't go buy more rock this afternoon after work? I'm like, you can go buy it if you want to. I don't care. He said, but I'm going to need you to help me unload it. I told him we'd think about it. If he gets it here, I'll help him unload it.
Well, you know, if you were to have him bring a load of rock home every day for 2 weeks and you did the same amount of work for 2 weeks, you'd be buff and you could do it without even breaking a sweat.
Yes, yeah, that second day after that first day, though. Today, I'm declaring this a rest day.
Oh, I understand. Yes.
Oh, man.
I was just thinking, you know, about 2 weeks is usually about, that's been my experience. It doesn't matter what I change doing. If I have changed doing something, you know, that requires me to do a physical exertion that I've not done and I'm sore or whatever, 2 weeks. Almost without fail. By the end of 2 weeks, I'm okay, as long as I keep doing it. The first, like you said, that second day and that third and fourth day, and yeah, it's rough at first.
Well, all of those bags of rocks that I moved yesterday could still be moved today. There were 30, and that's not near enough for the section that we've got, but I could go out there today and open them and start spreading them, and so I could get my...
So you didn't do it all?
No. Oh, heavens,
oh,
no.
Okay. Oh, thank goodness.
I have so much work here for you. It's crazy. I mean, that was just one.
Sounds good.
One section. We have 30 bags of rocks there holding the visqueen down.
Uh-huh.
And I did the math yesterday, rudimentary, and I told Curtis we probably need at least 50 more in that one section. And we've got 4 more sections. Some are bigger, some are smaller. And the one section that we have completed just has one layer of rock. That's not near enough. If you can still see the plastic through it, you need more rock. And if the weeds are still poking through, you need more rock.
So. Well, you know, you do realize I'm hoping I can live vicariously through you and your garden now while I'm in between gardens on my own. I'm leaving this garden I've enjoyed the last couple of years here soon, and I'm not sure where my next garden is, since you're fostering my house plants or my garden, you know, my potted plants, I should say, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm eager to get introduced to them.
Well, and I was thinking about the dragon fruit and the mint that you sent me.
Yeah.
A clipping of, and they're growing, and I'm going to bring them back. So they're making a round trip.
That's nice.
To the same garden.
That's pretty cool. Speaking of my dragon fruit, Kathy and Connie were here on Monday for Creative Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those mentally creative days, not so much. We didn't produce a lot of product, but we produced a lot of ideas. And one of the things that we did, I showed Kathy my dragon fruit plant, the support. It's on a treated 2x4 with a square base on top. The vine is so heavy that it broke its support. So Curtis and I have been talking about revising that, building a new one. And I was showing it to Kathy, and she said, you know, if you give me some, I'll take it home and pot it, and I'll take it to market with me and sell it, and Be Unique will get all the proceeds from that.
Oh, that's cool.
While Kathy went exploring looking for birds and alligators, Connie and I clipped two big brown paper bags full of dragon fruit for Cappy.
Nice.
And she named the one I gave her Esmeralda, and she said that she's expecting it to flower any day now.
Oh, excellent. I've never seen one flower.
Oh, Gene, you've got to get to my house. You need to get to my house before...
I plan on coming up very soon. So
because around June it starts. I mean, well, they've started already flowering, and they're a nighttime blossom, early morning.
Oh,
and
okay.
The bees are all over it in the morning. I mean, like right after sunrise. So
well, I'm definitely looking forward to checking that out. Yeah.
I have pictures on Facebook called My Dragon is Edible or something of that nature. But guess what time it is, bud?
Oh, man, it is. All right.
We're happy you chose to take a break with us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary. We look forward to hearing from you online. Visit BeUnique.org for details about all our shows. That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Definitely. See y'all.